This is Chase Green. Let me speak to those who are married for a moment. Have you ever thought about your relationship with God compared to your relationship with your spouse? Let me explain. Suppose that you spoke to your spouse about as much as you currently speak to God. How many times a day do you pray? 5 times? 3 times? 1 time a day? Or maybe only once a week? Or perhaps you don't even pray at all. Would your spouse like it very much if you spoke to him or her only this often? And yet, how do we think that God feels? Paul told the Thessalonians to pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17. What about our singing praises to God? Singing ought to be an expression of joy and satisfaction in the Lord. James wrote, "Is any merry? Let him sing psalms," James 5:13. And yet, how many times do we catch ourselves singing with no enthusiasm, no excitement, no joy? Could you imagine if you tried to serenade your husband or your wife and sang the way that many church members sing? You know what I'm talking about. Singing so soft that not even the person sitting next to you can hear what you're saying. Friends, would our spouses be pleased with this? More importantly, is the Lord pleased with this? Lastly, what about our giving? In 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2, Paul says, "Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him." In 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 7, Paul writes, "Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity." In other words, Paul's saying, don't give because you have to, but because you want to. And then he says, "For God loveth a cheerful giver." Can you imagine if I were to bring an anniversary gift home to my wife with a scowl on my face, saying, "Here you go. They told me I had to give you this. I didn't really want to, but apparently I have to since I'm your husband." You know that would not go over very well. And yet, isn't it the case that sometimes we have this attitude toward giving back to God? I hope that we will all reflect on these things and make it a point to treat our spouses and the Lord better in our day-to-day lives. I'm Chase Green with the Beacon Church of Christ, and this has been Something to Think About.